Elogio.
Hey, Vivian, how are you doing?
Okay, how you doing?
I'm good. Feels like I,
Just
feels
saw
almost like
ya.
what? Yeah, we're in a
Yeah.
meeting. What's
Okay.
going on?
Camera's decided to work. I've been my third meeting, and it's the first time my camera actually worked.
Okay. You have a fan on you? Your
Yeah, I do. I'm like
locks
kind of
are
blowing. I should
flowing in the
change my
wind.
background to the one with the palm trees and the water
Yeah.
blowing, you know.
Yep.
Then the fan works just nicely. I don't know what I need the fan for. It's freezing in here. Ah. If I say, oh, there goes my video again. If I say it's freezing in here, then it's really cold.
I like it cold.
Oh, so do I. I tell people I need the refrigeration, otherwise I start to spoil.
Hopefully we'll have some other folks joining us. I don't know, maybe people are just sort of worn out from WolfCon, in which case you
Yeah,
and I
it
can
could
just
be.
talk about prioritization. Hey John, how's it going?
I'm doing all right, getting a little lunch.
Okay. Yes, I have mine here ready to dive into as soon as we get off this call. Well, I haven't heard the, I mean, Dennis approved the agenda, so I assume he's
Yeah, I
coming. I haven't
imagine
heard from
he's.
Darcy. There's Darcy. Speak of the devil, and she shall appear. That's you, Darcy, you're the
Okay, I'll take it.
devil.
Usually that's my role. Blue-haired
Well,
devil that I am.
hey, you need to go red.
Never, never. It'll
Never.
never not be blue unless I'm in a role that requires it to be something else.
Okay. We'll give folks another minute or two to jump on. Hopefully, Dennis is going to join us here.
Gives me a chance to get the meeting notes doc ready here.
Well, I was expecting this to be a fairly short meeting today, and it may be a very short meeting. It's just if it's just us on, I think we'll still need some notes because I do need to, move forward with getting the prioritizations into product council at some point here. I know John was not at WolfCon. Darcy, you were. Vivian was. Peter, were you at WolfCon?
I attended only virtually.
Virtually, okay. All right, I'm gonna give it until I'm gonna give it another minute. And then we'll go ahead and just do what we need to do here. I'm a little surprised Dennis isn't here, but guess we don't actually need him. I'll start screen sharing. Consortia saying, why is this not all right? I don't want to share that. Let me go back over here. Oh, I want this one. Okay. All right. Well, I had a debrief from WolfCon. I think I from my perspective, things went well. The our consortium presentation was fine. I didn't hear a whole bunch of feedback from anybody. I don't know if Vivian, you or Darcy did. Hey, Dennis.
Hello.
I was just starting off with a debrief. Got a small group today. I think everybody here except John was actually at WolfCon, either in person or virtually. Thank you for being our moderator. It went well. I know from Galileo's perspective, we were able to meet with some folks and Library of Congress, the KANT folks who were over on for the first time, I think, at WolfCon. So able to talk to them, get some good meetings done. Almost got hit by a streetcar on my way back from the reception. So Yeah, that was completely my fault. I just kind of stepped into traffic, not stepped off the sidewalk, and had to be sort of like, hey, the streetcar's coming. It did stop well before it got to me, but you almost had to find another co-convener here, Vivian, if I'd been run over on the street.
Man.
Yeah.
The streetcar, it was a streetcar, not a car. It's just one of those streetcars.
Yeah. I'd taken the streetcar down to, to the reception, and then, had a beer and a glass of wine and was kind of walking back, and the light wasn't changing. And I was standing on the sidewalk with a group of people, and the light was just not changing. We sat there through several cycles and then finally decided to just, let's just go. And I sort of, took a step out into the street, and somebody's like, wait, the streetcar. But I think it was actually not particularly close to hitting me. But
I missed the reception because EBSCO took the Mobius crew out to dinner at Lydia.
Nice.
And
nice.
After dinner, I was not up for more. I went back to the hotel and went to bed.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a long week. We had our Galileo 30th anniversary on Monday, and I kind of left from there to go to the airport. I didn't get back until the early hours of Friday. So, but it was good as always. I will not be at Prague because we really don't travel internationally here at the system office in Georgia. So, but I'm sure it will be equally good, and hope to see y'all year after next, I guess. I don't know, Dennis, have you had any follow-up or anything from our consortia presentation?
No, I mean, I've had some conversations with people who like thought it was a interesting conversation, and they took one or 10 handful of things away from the session, so that was good to hear. It seemed like actually the energy at WolfCon was, this was a good year, it seemed like. I don't know, maybe just the people that I was interacting with. There were like a reasonable number of new faces, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Bringing some new energy to WolfCon, which I thought was great. There's a lot happening. There were a lot of sessions that I didn't get to go to because of all the, there's just a lot of stuff happening. There was a lot of overlap. So as always, it was kind of tricky, but it was a great WolfCon.
Good.
Yeah, most of the feedback I got was about how diplomatic I was.
Well, you had a lot of Mobius folks in the audience. So
Boy, did I. And there are a couple folks there who I won't name who are not 100% satisfied with how things are going. And I did my best to reassure them that everything is, in fact, going to be okay.
Well, good. I'm sure we had some folks watching from Galileo virtually, but I don't think we had any actually in the room. So, but I tried to be diplomatic as well.
We also had a session on ECS, like functionality update. And that was it was like the session after our panel discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were a lot of folks there that were kind of, well, there were some good questions about the ECS functionality. There was a lot of information in that session, maybe too much information in that session all at one time. I haven't heard a ton about, a ton of reactions to that. I don't know if anyone else here was able to attend that online or otherwise, but I'm thinking about next year and already kind of wondering what type of sessions this group would want to see, and obviously we'll have to talk about it closer to, but it's just such an interesting challenge, the way that there's so much crossover between domain areas, like the way that we're kind of structured to work on Folio isn't particularly conducive to the consortia functionality, like discussions around these kind of collaborative features. I think we're already kind of finding that, right? Reviewing the backlog and, realizing a lot of these features are really specific to a domain.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of wondering if we should be kind of breaking things up by domain, but still kind of focusing on like I don't know a better way to say that, because it doesn't necessarily have to be multi-tenant, but it is the collaborative functionality, right? Or cross-institution functionality, whether it's single tenant or multi-tenant, how do we have those conversations? So yeah, I don't know. Interesting thoughts. Anyway.
So you're thinking that maybe the charge for this group needs to change a bit.
Now, more
Okay.
so, I was thinking like the format for those discussions at WolfCon,
Okay.
and whether we want to have like consortia, if the consortia SIG is sort of like the sponsor of the session, should we still have some sessions on specific domains rather than try to pack it all into one consortia session? I guess it maybe it depends how much is going on at that time and what the topics are that folks want to talk about and things. So, but yeah, it felt like too much information. And a longer session probably wouldn't be the answer.
Be even more information.
Yeah. So anyway.
Dennis, how many people were in that ECS update session?
It's a good question. I think there were 80-ish that were
80-ish.
registered.
But
I
that
can't
would include
believe,
online, right?
yeah, including online folks. I can't remember if that was our panel discussion or the other. I think the panel was over 100. So at least as far as people who, check the box for the session. I'm not exactly sure how many people attended, but it was
That's
more
a
than I
lot, though.
anticipated. I don't know if maybe there were just a lot of folks online this year, but the room was pretty full for our panel discussion and for the BCS, the consortium support update. So there's
Okay.
interest. Yeah. I think a lot of that is probably the libraries you all brought, that are now implementing that are keen to learn more. Or have their voices heard, et cetera. So it kind of makes sense, but yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping that that interest would translate into perhaps some more engagement with this SIG, but who knows? Maybe folks are still catching up from being out all week.
Yeah.
Mina, you said you attended sporadically online, generally 15 to 70 online attendees, depending on which session. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go to the consortia one, but it's like there were, for the breakouts or for the sessions that I went to, there were anywhere from like 15 to 70 people
Okay.
Yeah.
who are attending online.
Okay.
I felt like it was a more online attendees than in person when they panned the audience, if they did.
I kind of wonder if probably shouldn't be thinking about this right now. We got a long time, but even for a discussion topic for this group, to see if we can engage more like member libraries of consortia to have some discussion topics around like how do you get more value out of being a member of a consortia that is running Folio, or like talk about concerns, as a member library. Try to have that perspective, because I think a lot of the questions that I have been asking, certainly at the outset of this, have been more, as a central office, as an administrating body of a consortium,
Yeah.
what functionality are you interested in? So maybe flipping that conversation creates a little more engagement.
Yeah,
I
Amina,
think.
I see your hand. Just a quick comment. I mean, that's kind of what we were doing a couple of weeks ago when we brought, somebody from Galileo in to talk
Yeah,
about a couple
that's
of
right.
issues that were important to them with the product owner and you. Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Mina, go ahead.
Yeah, so there's two things that I think maybe they could add more value. One is that this is like kind of focused on software, but perhaps like having conversations about workflows and when things should be assigned to a workflow than when things should be assigned to software is something, and having a members engaged in looking at workflow solutions to things. The other is that, like when going through all those tickets, a lot of times the ticket was like, oh, this is substantively about this other app, but perhaps like the functional way that it's being used in a consortium is different to where it is more of a blocker in a consortial setting than it would be in an individual setting. And it might be the case that when saying, okay, this is part of an app, that instead there's like a, we'll leave it as consortia and we'll try to assign a formal liaison or try to recruit someone to be a liaison. Like if a member already is attending the SIG that would work with that app, to try to have like a formal liaison relationship where somebody's advocating for consortial aspects of that app. Like I feel like fundamentally some of how the group is operating is thinking like, okay, where is my personal time going day to day? Like for perhaps for you, Dennis Bridges, is going like, where's my personal time going? But perhaps like there is a bigger picture where like considering workflows and then considering how to get priorities changed within other SIGs might be a good area to get benefits.
So are you thinking, Mina, that having like a consortial representative on each of the SIGs would be a good idea?
Or just like have a meeting where it's like go through the SIGs and be like, okay, when we went through all those tickets, did we have issues that were like more of that? Because it seems like for inventory, yeah, like for inventory and metadata, yeah, because a lot of things are where when you are by yourself in an institution, maybe like your metadata is internally consistent because of your past workflows, or maybe you pretend that it is. And maybe when you're in a consortia, it's like alignment with published standards is more important because that way, like when it comes together, it works the same. So it seems like something like metadata, you would want a liaison, but it might be the case that just having a meeting where it's like pop up the SIGs and say, like, would it make sense to have a liaison? The other thing is, Lucy, nobody in Georgia is has bandwidth to go to these hardly because we have to.
Not right now,
Yeah,
yeah.
so you can just say aspirationally we would have a liaison.
Yeah. So I'm gonna add that to the parking lot, I think. And just selfishly, I think maybe having this discussion, in a month or two, 6 weeks or so, would make sense, because I'm as we've got a lot going on over the next month here internally. So discussion of kind of review of tickets, which SIGs could benefit from having a consortial liaison.
And I'm wondering if you go out and recruit someone who already attends those SIGs, even to be the consortia liaison.
Yeah, because some members do attend. Like I noticed, like Julie Darkin, she has shown up like on other tickets. Like I'll just find a Jira ticket about something else, and she already upvoted it or watched it. So I think like it's something that might happen organically. Who should look at SIGs and be like, we need a liaison, and this is more important, is everybody who was involved in the last like comprehensive ticket review, because that's who will remember what was like, okay, this is less consortial and more substantive for this area.
I could see it being really interesting. I really appreciate what you're saying about talking through workflows. And I mean, I think both of those things are really could be very productive, even for me as like an observer in some cases of that. If there's a discussion going on about a specific workflow versus you're trying to. I think ultimately you're going to identify areas where things are not ideal in having that conversation. Like the purpose is to make sure people can do what they need to do today. But the positive externality of that for me would be understanding where things are not streamlined, et cetera, and thinking about how we can resolve those things, how we can increase the efficiency of the workflow. I think that's a very cool, or like an attractive prospect of what the group could be doing. And if you're pulling people in from the SIG, and obviously cataloging and agree would probably make a ton of sense. There are going to be people there that deal with consortial metadata issues and just maybe haven't really thought that they could contribute to a conversation about that. Even in acquisitions, collection development, or collection analysis, like you would think that in some cases, maybe not all institutions are doing that at a consortial level, but it might be something that they want to do or that they think, so I just feel like people would be interested in those topics. And it might be particularly productive in moving Folio forward. So
Yeah, there's also,
reporting also could be a,
reporting, absolutely.
yeah, there's also an aspect of like education for people who are don't have a lot of DevOps background. Like, if you're building out a piece of software and a piece of functionality in it, there's like the maintenance over time, which becomes more of a burden than there's testing it. What will happen is if things become too broke and there is not a checklist or a manual for it that covers that, then it won't get tested, so it won't work anyway. And it's like people maybe sometimes they think, computer is magic and fixes the problem, and they use it as a way to try to not define things. But it may be that trying to educate, like sometimes the workflow is more efficient. Like I had to manage the installs like for the digital library stuff in Florida. And it's maybe 26 installs of Islandora. And it was like rolling out settings changes. If you write a Dress script to do it, then you do quality control in the Dress script. It already takes more time than just clicking the same button 26 times. Like by the time you quality control it, like it's like the break-even point is probably more websites than people would think. Yeah, it's like maybe the reason you might do something programmatically, like a metadata change, is probably more like consistency or being able to get an error report, but maybe not actually to save time. Like sometimes people have like, project of 200 things and they think like have like write a script to do it is faster, but it's actually faster to just do 200 things. Yeah, and so sometimes people think the break-even point is like 50 things or something. And it's like, I think if people were always thinking, like, should there be a workflow? Like, one of the things that's weird to me about Folio as a community is that the documentation is where each part of documentation, one person gets assigned to it. It doesn't rotate, and there's no real way to like reach out and add documentation. So it's always one person's perspective and maybe their institutional workflows. And that makes it like where it has bigger gaps than it might have if there were like a rotation or something. So, but yeah, if everybody was always thinking like, is this something that can be solved with workflow versus software and like really thinking through that, it's like some of the things might be like where software can stay more streamlined and be better defined where it could actually be tested. Like, if you have something like fewer things to do, it's more likely they'll get tested and done. And if you have like a large number of things to do, they can become muddy.
Okay. I think that will be a good discussion, Mina. And Mina's been participating on the, oh, she's been writing for the documentation SIG, so she's got
Yeah,
her perspective.
I did it for Ramsons, but not for the other one because of how busy it is here, but I have to do it. And I think documentation will have something where not during our release, but they will reach out and try to have the developer for each module meet with the person writing documentation and probably have just an open-ended conversation.
Yeah, I think we did that here with ECS. That was like one of the earlier engagements that I had here. for like a version one of the consortia support functionality.
What do you mean you did it here?
Like I met with who did I meet with from the consortia SIG? Maybe Corey was convening at that time.
Okay.
Might have
Probably
been,
did
you
for a while,
know,
yeah.
could have been that long ago already. But that's how we ended up. Like if you look at the help docs portfolio, there's like a section on consortia or on enhanced consortia support. That's how it got in there. It was
Okay.
actually done by a consortia SIG member.
Okay. Well, I've got some stuff written down to talk about this again in the future. I will try and remember to do that. The other thing I wanted to touch base on today was this request from the product council to get our top five in. So this is the product top five priorities. This is the product council dashboard. Sorry, product council page. They have a community priorities dashboard, and that's what they're asking us to update. So if you go there, you can see that many SIGs have already entered their kind of top five priorities. We are, and then the plan is to gather them all, review the, can you all read this? Is that going to make it bigger?
Yes, please.
Okay, let me see if I make it bigger. Hold on. Let's go. How's that?
Better.
Copy one more. All right. So the plan is to I don't know, why am I, what's this? I want to dismiss that. Gather all the priorities and then review them. These dates, I think this is plans to do this quarterly. So I think this date is long past, but they're doing it again. And then draft a community priorities dashboard. Share for feedback. Part of the issue is, you know, is there duplication here? You know, how do you prioritize across a matrix that includes, you know, if three SIGs have sort of a similar priority three, is that perhaps a higher priority than if one has it as a number one? So product council needs to talk through that. And you can see if we scroll down, SIGs that are not yet here reflected. We're not the only one, but we're certainly have not yet gotten ours in. So my goal is to get ours in fairly quickly here. And that's, did you follow me back here to the About the Consortia SIG page? Are you seeing that now? Okay. So this is what we've been doing with the Help Us Prioritize Our Work. And then let me see if this happens. If I click on this one, will it also follow? Still there? Still following me? Okay. So this page should look familiar to you all. We have gotten some feedback. So right now, if we could just strictly take our top five, which would be bulk edit folio instances, ability to share publication patterns between tenants, request across all tenants at once, allow a user to unshare or demote a shared instance to be a local instance, and ability to create centrally managed import profiles. Those are right now, according to this list, our top five priorities. Certainly, you know, bulk edit folio instances seems to be, you know, very popular. Oops, let me do that. Just trying to scroll over, get rid of this, make this even smaller. And some of these are, you know, in refinement. Some of them are open. Some of them are just drafts, and they have, you know, we may if. Once we decide on our top five, we'll need to go in and make sure that the information has been, you know, that the appropriate information is there, that there are, you know, use cases. Looks like Dennis, you've been commenting on this one. I don't know if we have use cases here on this one. It's probably a good example of one that needs to be updated. But we do need to get this, you know, finalized. So that we can get it in, and then we need to schedule a time to go to product council and talk through them. I've been, you know, beating the bushes, you know, trying to get folks to come in and rank them. I think that perhaps we might get, you know, more of a engagement if we sort of, you know, once you say this is final, people come out of the woodwork to say, no, it's not. So if we perhaps, you know, said on if I perhaps listed the top five things on the Consortia SIG Slack channel, perhaps we'd get some more engagement there. The other thing that I am hoping to do before we finalize this is I have asked Sean Boyle at the Galileo side to look through anything that's not going to be there for our go live, December 16th, anything that's a required post go live deliverable, I want to make sure is, somewhere appropriately on a list, right? I mean, there are some of them may not even, it may not even be consortia functionality in some cases. It may be, just more general functionality, but I would like to at least do a kind of a comparison between what's our list for what's important to Galileo and what's this list, that's important to the consortia SIG. And Vivian, I don't know how many things you have on your list, but I would perhaps encourage you to do the same.
Yeah, we unfor I'll have to double check, but I think all of our requirements have been met. I'll have to double check with Donna on that. We definitely have a we have got a long list of enhancement requests that are working their way through our committee structure. So I don't know
Right.
if
So
any of
in
those will be would apply to the consortium SIG as much as of the individual, whatever.
okay.
Don't
What
listen to me. I'm sorry. I'm still waking up.
No, and I'm trying to get a sense of like how much longer should we, I mean, I can keep putting on the product council indefinitely, I guess, but at some
No,
point
I
I'd
mean,
like
I
to get a
think
list of the product council. So how long do we need?
honestly, if we are looking at updating this quarterly or even semi-annually, then I say we just go with what we have now,
Okay.
go with our top five now, and then I mean, in 3 or 6 months we're going to be reviewing it anyway.
Okay.
And by
So
at that point you'll have more information. I'll presumably have more information. We might have new engagement in the SIG, and people may have opinions that they wish to share that they're not able to do so right now. But I mean, we've got, as you say, we've got our top five. So let's put that up as our top five. Doesn't mean we can't change it later.
okay. So if that's so my thinking is then I'll go ahead and kind of take these top five and post them to the Folio Consortia SIG Slack channel and say we're finalizing our top five right now. These are the top five. If you feel strongly about other ones, you need to go in and vote. We will be finalizing our top five at our next meeting, and then we'll be, and then I'll go ahead and schedule a time to meet with the product council and review them. And that probably won't be, it probably won't be, it'll be like maybe 3 weeks from now, right? And then I will also ask Sean Boyle just to check and make sure that anything that we have as a required for go live is reflected. Doesn't have to necessarily be on this list, but it needs to be reflected, somewhere in the Folio, UX prod ticket world. And then if Sean or others on our implementation team feel strongly, they can go in and vote those up, right? So they need to be tagged with consortia, and they need to be, if you feel that strongly about it, that it should be a priority of the consortia SIG, then vote it up. And Vivian, if there's anything, and I'm pointing out Vivian here, but honestly, anybody else who has issues that are not yet reflected on here, get them on
Yeah, I mean,
and then vote them up.
I've got a big one, but I've got it got rerouted recently to the I mean, I guess if we have time, I can just go ahead and say what it is. I don't have a
Go
jury
ahead, wake
number
up. Yeah, we
ready.
got time.
So there is a problem in inventory where if you are, you're working in a tenant, the faceting and the search results are taking the values of all tenants' attached items into account. So, for instance, I'm doing a search and I open up the facet for status, and there's five that show is missing. Well, if I go to those five, it's not necessarily my items that are marked as missing. It's
Yeah.
other people's items that are marked as missing but attached to the same shared instance.
So that is, we talked about, we had a whole session about this a few weeks ago, right?
Okay.
But that is not actually,
It's not because, hang on, let me see if I have it right to hand. There was a JIRA that was associated with that problem that was supposedly going to be coming in Trillium, but they have changed the direction of how they think they want to resolve that problem. When I say they, I guess I mean EBSCO, has changed the direction of how they think they're going to resolve the problem. And so the original JIRA is now not assigned to anybody. It's now off the roadmap for Trillium. It's not on the roadmap at all. But I, yeah. Yeah, Christy Thomas and I had a whole discussion about this. But they have a new, it's going in an error. Let's see. The original UX prod was 4906 and also msearch 808. Is 4906 on your list?
I don't remember.
Oh,
Hang
yeah,
on,
I
let me
don't
see if
know
I can get
either.
back.
And so I know that they're moving in a different direction with this. And I was told I do not need to open up a new JIRA for it, but I also don't have a JIRA number, which is very convoluted. I'm sorry. It's because this is why I didn't really bring it up, because I don't have all the information in one place. It's all in like a variety of different places.
Here it is. This is the one we talked about the other day. So it is, first off, part of the issue is it is not tagged as a consortial issue, right?
Yeah.
But you're saying
Yeah,
this
it's
one
see
is.
well, yeah, there it is, ECS. Okay. Support use case of finding all items with a status withdrawn. Currently will return all instances where the tenant has holdings and at least one item across tenants had a status of withdrawn. Yes, this should be tagged as a consortial issue because it does relate to ECS. It's not really an ECS problem, I guess, but it's definitely a consortium problem.
And it's not tagged with consortia either.
No, it's not.
So this is the exercise that I
Well,
am, trying to get us to do is let's make sure that everything that we have identified,
yeah, but the problem, I guess, is that this is now a dead, essentially a dead issue. Let's see here. This
It
is
still says, it
now,
says in progress.
yeah, it says in progress, but they're looking at, let's see. If I'm reading this correctly, what they're currently working on, which will eventually resolve this problem, is UIIN 2820.
2820.
Yeah, UIIN 2820.
Let me
Hang
just try
on.
2820.
I've got a URL. Let me. There you go.
You just put it in the chat. Okay, let me stop screen sharing and go back there.
Oh, I mean, I can. You want me to share my screen?
Sure.
Pull it up and then share my screen, which is now number one. I've said this before. I have two monitors, but which one is which keeps going back and forth. Can you guys see this?
Yes.
Is it visible? I mean, viewable. Make it
Yeah, it
bigger.
says closed.
Yeah, okay, close. So I guess this is coming in Trillium.
So when we talked about this issue at Consortia SIG, I guess a month ago now, it was there was investigation happening in Trillium, and then depending on the results of that investigation and analysis, possibly getting ha happening in Umbrella Leaf.
Yes, I think that was right. I guess Yeah, and I'm looking at this again. I'm sorry. My brain has been shut off for the last 4 days. Connected work items. I'm sorry. I guess I'm just going to have to go back and look at all this again and
Okay.
try to work it all into a coherent narrative so I can
Yeah.
bring it back to this committee and we can talk about it. But it is this the problem or the resolution of the problem as I described is a high priority for us here at Mobius, but it's not organized in such a way that I feel comfortable putting it forward as one of our top five priorities at this time. Does
Okay.
that make sense? Because there's not like a thing I can point to and say, this is the thing.
Yeah. And there was a little bit of conversation at you were in the room at Product Council's
Yeah.
presentation about their prioritization process at WolfCon
Right,
and
and
about
that was
how.
the well, and I asked the question as to whether there was an expectation that appearance on the grid would increase the chances of things actually being picked up, and the answer was no, there is no expectation of that occurring.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry,
Yeah.
I'm really not trying to throw a monkey wrench into
No,
anything.
no,
I
no,
know
no.
I'm doing just that.
This is partly why I'm struggling with this, right? But with my consortia SIG hat on, with my co-convener of the consortia SIG hat on, we need to provide some priorities to Product Council.
Agreed.
We can also be, working with EBSCO and prioritizing internally and doing whatever. And some of those things that might be high priorities for us that are already going down a different, sort of development track, perhaps, maybe they don't need to be on our list. But I would just like those of
I
us
go
who are
back to what I
using.
said at the outset. Put our top five priorities that we have forward
Okay.
as the top five, as our
I'm
top
going to
five.
put them forward as they stand right now to the consortia SIG. I would also, I'm asking my staff, and Vivian, you don't have to do it if you're too busy or whatever, but if there are things that are high priorities for Mobius that are not tagged as a consortial issues or that are not on the list at all, that you would like to have on the list, tag them as consortia, find that issue and tag them as consortia and upvote them. Or if they're not in there at all, let's figure out how to get them in there. Does that make
Right.
sense?
It does. It
Okay.
does.
And I
Like I
realize
said,
that's some
my
additional work. And
primary.
if you don't get to it, we'll get to it eventually. But I'm asking Sean Boyle to go back and look at our priorities and make sure they're reflected as consortial priorities, if in fact they are appropriately consortial priorities. There may be some things for us that are true. We just want this functionality to work differently, and we would want this even if we were, not a consortia. But for the things that are priorities for us, let's make sure they're on there and tagged appropriately. And then one last chance to upvote. We will finalize this list for sure one way or another in like 2 weeks or a month. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I apologize. I just have too many irons and too many fires.
Yeah, no, same, same. It's this will be assuming we go live eventually, this will be a lot
Yeah.
less stressful once we're a little bit more stable, for sure. All right. I think that's it then. So I think we have a parking lot issue to maybe talk down the road in 6 weeks or so about perhaps getting some of our staff or maybe even some of the Mobius member library staff. I say our staff. I mean, when I say our staff, I mean staff at our libraries as well. More involved, perhaps, and one way to do that might be to, if they're already engaging with SIGs, to ask them to be kind of a consortial representative to those SIGs. Look for ways to look for workflow improvements rather, or workflow documentation perhaps, rather than functionality and some improvements in some cases. And then I will put what is our current top five out there as a straw horse, a straw man, whatever. If people don't like those top five, then they can go in and upvote something else. Okay. All right, I think that is it, unless we have something else we need to talk about today. All righty. Thanks, y'all. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Lucy.
Thank
Thanks all.
you.
Bye.